Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. We're doing some 90 Day The Last Resort. This has to be a shorter video because I have an open mic that I run on Tuesdays and I have to be there. But 28 minutes for a video yesterday was pretty good, right? You like this shit? Yeah, okay. So on most days, I'm gonna do longer videos unless I'm busy, you know. A man's got things to do. If you ever want to come see the open mic, it's at Josephine's Martini Bar in Villa Park every Tuesday at 8 p.m. But this title is Jovi Calls Big Ed Pathetic. Whenever I read Big Ed, I'm like, oh, you mean no neck Ed. But they're both names that make fun of it because he has a neck. He's all neck. And he's not big anywhere. Let's find out why Jovi thinks he's pathetic. I'm sure I'll agree. Actually, I'll probably disagree because I want to fuck Jovi's wife. Okay, let's go.
I love a good competition and I'm very athletic. Even though I'm a little chunky, I'm strong.
Yeah, of course you're strong. You got to carry all that fucking weight. You should see my calves. What are you, Bert Kreischer, a fat person saying they're athletic?
And I know how to get done.
I'm ready. I'm in my commando mode.
Blindfold on, sir.
Blindfold on.
Okay, I'm just checking this out.
Okay.
Oh, a game. Great. I wanted drama. Is it because No Neck Ed cheats during this game? It's such a big deal.
Here we go, Michael.
Good luck to everybody.
Why the fuck you guys gotta even do that? She's gotta carry her man around? Well, that's pretty symbolic. That's what she's been doing this entire relationship.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
Give me 4 seconds. One, two, three.
One, two, stop, stop, stop.
Down. There you go.
Good, Molly, good.
Right, right. Stop, stop, slow down. Right. That. I think he can see.
It's like he didn't even fucking try, dude. Like in the beginning, he's like, I'm gonna kind of fake it. I did that once in like first grade when it was pin the tail on the donkey and I did it perfectly. The teacher was like, no. What made him think he could get away with this?
Don't cheat, Big Ed.
It's a pretty ironic thing for you to say, whatever your name is. The guy who just got caught cheating, okay.
Slot to the right, slot to the right, stop.
You know you're not listening to anything I'm saying?
Hang on, he can see over here for sure.
To be fair, I would probably cheat at this like as a joke, you know, if I was on this fucking show. But then I'd be like, no, okay, I'll seriously do it now. But I have a feeling No Neck Ed isn't that likable. You know what I'm saying?
He's grabbing everyone without even like filling in the sand.
Reach over to your left.
Okay,
boom.
Okay.
One slot to the right.
Ah! You popped the balloon.
We don't need your play-by-play commentary, okay? That's what I'm here for. Man, they really are taking our jobs, huh? I'm just kidding. He's not Mexican.
Come to your left a little bit.
Oh!
Great teamwork. He can see the whole thing.
Oh no, he cheated at this game that fucking matters so much. This is how we should pick the president of the United States.
Walk straight, fast as you can. One, two, three, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Good
baby.
Job, all right.
Pretty good. Yeah, you guys are 1 minute, 10 seconds.
Cool.
A minute and 54 seconds. Good job.
Did they beat us? They beat us?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you heard his girl say he cheated, right? Is this where No Neck Ed calls this black guy a bitch? Advice for everybody. Don't ever do that.
I thought we did well. She went through perfect. We won.
We won.
Yeah, we did. We did.
We won.
Well, yeah. They cheated. Disqualified. Duh. Are the people timing them not going to bring this up? Do they also get points for this? What happens when you lose? Do they kill the contestants? That would be awesome.
Good job. Good job, Ed. Let me see if you can see out that mother. You went too damn fast.
Let me see it.
Hell yeah, look at that. Ed, you a mother trip.
So that's cheating, huh?
Yeah,
you got a real problem with cheating, don't you? Guys, who cares? You know, who gives a fuck? This better escalate, even though there's like 30 seconds left.
This is therapy.
I studied the course.
You're supposed to be taking this serious.
That was not teamwork.
You're supposed to be taking this serious. In what fucking world? Can somebody please comment the incentive to winning this fucking little game? Do they get like a nicer room away from their significant other?
We can all tell that you can see.
Ed cheated. Did you see that? He was just like reaching down, picking stuff up, like through his blindfold. I know he was cheating. It's actually pretty pathetic. He cheated in a therapy session.
Oh, you said it in a talking head interview. I thought you said it to his face. What are you, two pussy for No Neck Ed? Whatever your wife's name is. See, he can't even stand up to No Neck Ed. This guy's a little bitch. You think he can protect you? I can protect you. See, because guys who want to hurt you will think this gun is real because there's no orange tip, but it's plastic. Oh, it's over. Does that make anybody else want to watch their hour-long television show on Mondays, 9, 8 Central? Me either. What the fuck was that? Hey, let's, you guys go around some cones and sand. Pick up a couple water balloons. Who could do this the fastest? Who came up with this? These aren't games for adults. This is a therapy session. For a therapy session, this actually worked out perfectly. It showed that he will never listen to her and will cheat at any time he can. That kind of just proved that No Neck Ed is a scumbag, though. Like, if you're going to cheat at this, like, what else are you doing, Doug? I studied the course. Shut up. You look like you were built for car accidents. That should be the next game. Who can survive the fastest car accident? Good game. Fun idea. You're welcome, TLC. Comment down below what you thought of this. Hey, TLC, never post shit like this again. There was nothing happened. Literally, not one thing, actually. Oh, he could see through his blindfold with no repercussions. Okay, so everybody should do that. Sometimes I just hate TLC, especially, you know, when they take my revenue for copyright claims. So thank you guys so much for watching, listening everywhere. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears and TLC loves to copyright claim the shit out of my videos. They only make $120,000 per month on YouTube, so I get why they have to take my revenue. Fucking cunts. So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my tight little sweetness, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. 100K by the end of the year. Let's fucking go. Mwah!